Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
A very good morning, everyone. Welcome along. This is Pete Evans, and this is Spinning Jazz. And that was from 1972 on CTI Records. It was Stanley Turrentine from his album Cherry. And that was a tune written by Milt Jackson called The Revs. And you heard Milt Jackson on vibes and Stanley Turrentine on tenor saxophone. Bob James was on electric piano. Cornell Dupree was on guitar. Ron Carter was on bass, and Billy Cobham was at the drums. It's Remembrance Sunday today, and it's also the first chance I've had to say RIP and pay tribute to the wonderful Quincy Jones, who passed away last Sunday in LA at the grand old age of 91. Trumpeter, arranger, composer, basically a musical genius whose talents spread across many genres, but I'm going to concentrate on the jazz aspects and pay my tribute to the great man and say once again RIP and thank you to the great and wonderful Mr. Quincy Jones. Thank you. the wonderful sound of Mr. Quincy Jones, RIP. That's our spinning jazz tribute to the great man. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, you can check out the full playlist at spinningjazz.wordpress.com. original album on Prestige Records from 1965. It's Bobby Timmons, the album Working Out, and that was a tune written by Johnny Lytle called Leela. Johnny Lytle was playing the vibes, Bobby Timmons on piano, Keita Betts was on bass, and William Pepe Hinnant was playing the drums, long-time associate of Johnny Lytle. And a couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of visiting Edinburgh, and I went into a fantastic record shop, Umbrella Vinyl, and it's a very good morning to Josh, Laura and Nick. You looked after me so well, and it was a pleasure to meet you all. And I picked up some great records there. It's I recommend that you check it out if you're ever in the vicinity, or check them out online. They are on Instagram, at Umbrella Vinyl. And I picked up four great records, and I'm going to play a couple of tunes from the things that I picked up, starting with this one from Duke Pearson's Big Band from 1969 on Blue Note, the album Now Hear This, and this is Frank Foster's Disapproachment, and you're listening to Spinning Jazz.
Bye.
from 1968 from another album that I picked up at Umbrella Vinyl the other week. The album is called Introducing the Big Band of Duke Pearson on Blue Note Records, and that was A Taste of Honey. And I'm going to complete a trio of tracks from Umbrella as we head up to 10 o'clock. This is from 1972. We started the hour with something on CTI. We're going to end it with something on Kudu. It's a sister label, also Creed Taylor production, featuring Bob James, who arranged this particular tune, which is based on a Henry Purcell tune. It's Love Song 1700, the album All the King's Horses, Grover Washington Jr. And remember, we still have loads of great music to come after 10 o'clock on vinyl here on Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.